This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Every one of these initiatives, by the way, Kamala Harris is talking about, mentorship, apprenticeship, these are all buzzwords. You know, I'm 23 years old. Now you want to give me an apprenticeship? You're not even talking about long-term solutions for my children. None of this is for long-term. Oh, health initiative, get the health initiative. You know how they're going to help black people in health? They're going to expand screening, preventative screenings. That's not helping. That's the kind of thing when they tell black people, go out and improve your credit. For what? To be a better consumer? I mean, all of this stuff is ridiculous. This is all the stuff this is in their bag of tricks. But the bags of tricks, it's old, it's got cobwebs on it, and it's left black people wanting and hurting.
Charles Payne just kind of laid it all out there for Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino. I loved watching that. He kept taking his glasses off. I knew he meant business when he was doing that. Barack Obama went out and admonished some black men, you know, like, come on, you got to step up here. I think there was even an allegation that maybe they weren't okay with voting for a female for president. And, you know, if these voters that happen to be black men see something in Donald Trump that's valuable, Barack Obama thinks you're doing the wrong thing. So we thought, let's talk to Bruce Lavelle about it. He's a Trump senior campaign surrogate. He's a former executive director for National Diversity Coalition for Trump. Bruce, welcome back to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Annie. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. Honor is ours. When you heard Barack Obama talking to black men about their vote, what was your reaction to what he had to say to them?
You mean coming out speaking at them and not with them?
Yeah.
And down at them and not as a conversation? I mean, it's what I have said for day one in 07 when this one-hit wonder, Barack Obama, came out of nowhere and ran for president. And I've been saying it for many, many years that we knew that he wasn't going to go in and do anything, you know, even back then, let alone in his second term. And obviously, you've seen the declining support for black men or black people in general in the Democrat Party every election cycle. And of course, you know, obviously, President Trump has made you know, has pretty much set the record in terms of turning out black votes since Lincoln, Nixon, and of course himself in the 16 and 2020 election. And, you know, obviously this election cycle will be historical. It'll be record numbers in black Americans that are supporting the Republican Party, especially President Trump.
So Bruce Lavelle speaking with us right now, Obama, Biden, Harris, are they getting the electorate wrong? Is Donald Trump getting the electorate right? What's coming together right now to create this shift in how people are willing to cast their votes and even publicly talk about how they're casting their votes?
Well, you know, I think for President Trump, and his credit, you know, I've known him since 1991. We've been friends. I met him in Atlanta. And, you know, he's always been out in the public eye. you know, listen, he's been in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know, he's been on the Bobby Brown video. You know, all the rappers know him, and he's been in, I can't even tell you how many songs he's been included in. So he's been very immersed in all types of culture, entertainment culture, you know, boxing, wrestling, of course, you know, Hollywood as his apprentice, the apprentice show, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, obviously the left made a, you know, the narrative that he was a racist and all this other junk and created this lie, like the Russian hoax collusion. And, you know, they control 90% of the outlets, you know, especially social media. And of course, Jack Dorsey and Zuckerbucks, you know, controlling the algorithms and how the messaging flowed. So, and all, you know, with respect for that happening, you know, the black culture was immersed in the big bad boogeyman. So lo and behold, thank God, there's great shows like the Andy Fry Show and many other podcasts that are out there that can go out and talk about, you know, really free information without it being controlled by the typical big media conglomerates. So, but also more than anything, a complete contrast from, you know, the last, you know, from President Trump's administration. I mean, come on, let's be honest. That 4 years, it was no wars, the first time a sitting president. Number two, the lowest black unemployment since 1972 in my lifetime, and I volunteered for Ronald Reagan in high school, dating myself. And also, you know, going into understanding, watch this one, Annie. This is a key issue right here, is the disparity, meaning the generational wealth gap in black culture, especially in the business community, as well as the ownership of retail commodities. You know, like myself, my wife and I in Atlanta, we understand that there is a void. He knows it. So that's why, of course, the Opportunity Zones came out to try to figure out a way to energize, or you might use the word revitalize or inspire black culture into building businesses and building back the generational wealth. And the generational wealth, and this is factual, for many, many decades have come under, quote, failed Democrat policies for many, many generations. So thank God, I actually wrote about this in the Washington Times. I contribute to them sometimes about breaking the generational voting curse. Mm. That's what I call this. So this is what you're seeing. A lot of black Americans, especially black men, is like, listen, I'd like to have a slice of that pie just like everyone else. And President Trump's with low taxes and, of course, the First Step Act, which the number three, when I was going down, that was, you know, let a lot of black men out, especially that had 20-30 year prison sentences over possessions of marijuana. The very candidate, Kamala Harris, that laughed when she locked up black men for marijuana, now wants to put it in a plan and pander to us, thinking that all black men smoke weed. So I understand, Charles. I'm glad you did break that out top of your show. Charles and I are good friends. I've been on his show. We have the same sentiment as it relates to the opportunities in black culture. Just be fair and treat us like everyone else. And just get out the way, basically.
Yeah. You know, one thing that he said at the end of, Charles Payne said at the end of his hit there with Bruce or Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino was that he said, when I sit around with my friends, he said, they all are registered Democrats, but if you just listen to the things that they were saying, they all talk Republican. What's the barrier there to translating what they've been told or what they know as far as their voter? You could be registered as a Democrat and still vote Republican from time to time. Yeah. What's the barrier there that exists, and is it coming down?
Well, I can tell you the major barrier. Watch this. And this is your listeners that they probably don't see this. The worst form of voter suppression and voter intimidation comes from, unfortunately, in black culture, when a black man or black woman chooses to go pull the Republican ballot election cycle. Number two, let alone be vocal about it or just say, hey, I'm going to do something different. The unfortunate part of it is a lot of folks are operate under, you know, being scared, obviously, to come forward because of the persecution, because of the demonization, because of, quote, the cancel culture of someone coming out. I'll give you many examples. That's why, you know, a lot of Republican operatives, especially consultants, you know, who are white, generally ask black business people like myself and me, hey, you know, can you get a business to come do an event, blah, blah. And I said, you know, it sounds easy, but the unfortunate part of it's a different world if you open your doors and invite, you know, a Republican candidate in, what have you. The persecution, the intimidation is so, you know, overwhelmingly that a lot of folks are quiet, but just choose not to. That's one of them. And number two is, like I said earlier, is the habit, the generational voting curse. Well, my mom did, my dad did. And the other thing too, respectfully, Annie, when you're culturally in just one particular environment, let's just say you're in a 99% black community, you go to a 99% black church, you go to a 99% school that's black Americans that attend there. So you're immersed in your culture. So whoever comes to that area, and particularly the Democrat Party, and they'll sow seeds to the big churches in the community, to the pastor's foundation, and says, you know, we've been a great partner with you, and we'd love to have your support. So what happens is that community that's pretty much all they know. And so when someone from the other side of the party comes in and just challenges that, then the persecution comes on the pastor of the church, the community. We'll cut this off. We'll do this if you do that. So essentially, it's kind of like you're in prison in a way, in your mind and in your community. And this is not the only culture that goes through it sometimes, unfortunately. Yeah. It happens in white culture, too, where, you know, don't talk at the dinner table. Don't talk in the community because 90% of your family might, who are white, vote Democrat. So I think respectfully, especially for me and my dad's side, we're civil rights pioneers here in Atlanta in the South,
yes,
who fought, my uncle especially, who was with A.D. King, which is my sister Alveda King's dad, who all the whole movement was just to get to the poll to vote. That's all it really was, not without political or any intimidation or persecution. And so now, to this point and to your question, this is where a lot of it stems from, is the how dare you break with our family? How dare you break with our culture of what we are? We've always been this way. What are you doing? So thank God it is breaking more, and people are waking up and becoming independent thinkers and having your own decision, your own mind, without worrying about being persecuted or canceling your hair salon, which had happened, because you allowed a Republican candidate to come in to say hello and do a radio interview in there.
Man.
So it has gotten better. And I understand Charles's passion, because him and I are pretty much the same age. And we've been around this game for, 40 years. So has it gotten better? A little, yes. Do we have a long way to go? Absolutely.
It sounds like we're speaking with Bruce Lavelle right now with the Trump campaign. I feel like what you're saying is this barrier that exists for individuals in the black community who speak like Republicans, they probably would vote like Republicans, but they're registered Democrats, and that's culturally the way it is a great success for the Democrat Party to have them have that mentality, that barrier has been built successfully by the Democrat Party. I'm curious if you think that it's also hand in hand a failure of the Republican Party for that barrier to be as strong as it has been. And if you see it breaking down more under Trump than you've seen it under other Republicans?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because one thing that historically has frustrated me more, and I'll just say it, when, you know, I was a surrogate for George W. in 99 and 04. And one of the things is that I call it the low hanging fruit for many, many years, is to put the value and the money into those particular environments and go after it instead of just getting by with just enough to win. Now, let me fast forward it to what makes President Trump so profound. And a lot of that has to do with his upbringing. One of the things is his faith that, you know, he doesn't share openly, but I can tell you, your listeners, I know he's a 100% believer, you know, that I can, you know, witness. But one of the things is that he has been immersed in all different cultures, and he understands that. And I mean, come on, I was part of building one of the largest diversity coalitions in the presidential Republican candidate's history in 2016. So I understand. And that was, we had all types of cultures that wanted to come under one tent to support President Trump. I mean, that was his idea. So, you know, to embrace that, to break down the walls and just say, listen, I want it fair for everyone, but I do see the void over in this particular culture for many generations. And then watch this, and if you remember this, look at your roads, look at your schools, look at your community. You've been voting 30, 40, 50, 60 years the same way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
What the hell do you have to lose? Remember that quote?
Yes.
That's very direct. And, it's, you know, of course, people spun it around and tried to make it racist and all the other typical kick the dead horse stuff that they did in the past. But that's true. And so that base has been challenged by none other than President Donald John Trump. When other, to your point, Annie, they lacked it. You know, I always like to say that historically, a lot of the Republicans, they pretended like they understood it, but they deep down inside didn't really understand it. And they didn't want to understand it in some capacity. And if we can just get by with, you know, 5% or 3%, we still win, we're happy. No, go after all of it like President Trump did. So this is changing. This is, you know, it's going to be different even the next election cycle. The cool thing about this, Annie, is that he's inspiring a lot of great America First patriots who just want to serve the people. My good friend Byron Donalds, who I speak with regularly, my good friend Burgess Owens up in Utah, Wesley Hunt in Texas, Anna Polina, which is my other congresswoman down here in Florida, doing a great job. And, of course, many other brand new America First patriots that came out and got elected under the Trump era that want to carry that torch to the next generation, whether it be city council. And really, if I could respectfully say this to your audience, you know, if you're listening to this show right now and you're looking around in your community and you see openings in the city council, the commission seat, the state court, superior court, the solicitor's office, you know, and you're a great, watch this, a good steward of the money, and you want to be that patriot, please run for that seat.
Amen.
Please. And run for that seat, and then don't stay long and get stale. Don't make it a career. You know, after one or two terms, look at your other friend or your neighbor that's the same, similar qualities, and inspire them to run the same way and let them serve. And then after a couple of terms, don't stay long, don't get stale, as they say in the church. Go sit down sometimes.
Yeah.
And then move it on to the next generation.
Bruce Lavelle with us. If I may, just one last quick question, because I find it to be a very important one. You've laid the groundwork of what has gotten us here. People remember what it was like to live in Donald Trump, in a Donald Trump administration. We're here in St. Louis, Missouri. We know a lot about historically Democrat blue city, just despair. We're sitting in the middle of it right now. Donald Trump has talked about New York City. Donald Trump has talked about Chicago. Donald Trump has talked about blue cities that are often just completely left out of the conversation when we're talking about Republican presidential candidacies. What will Donald Trump do for diverse areas like St. Louis? What would a Trump presidency do to give these people opportunities that Kamala Harris and the blue policies that have destroyed them won't? Bruce, can you hear me?
Hello, Annie.
Yep. Can you hear me okay?
I'm sorry. We're in a...
That's okay.
We're in a bad zone. I apologize if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear... Can you hear me okay? You know, I think we're just going to go ahead and put him on hold. And Ethan, you can just tell him that the connection was bad. We'll reconnect with him because that's a question I really would like to get an answer to him. But we knew that when we booked him that he was going to be traveling. He's going to Florida to help with the hurricane efforts, which is pretty amazing. Glad that he was able to be with us. And when you're traveling, sometimes that's just the case. I love talking to Bruce Lavelle. He's a wonderful warrior for the things that are good and right, just not just politics. So Bruce Lavelle with us, Trump senior campaign surrogate, former executive director, National Diversity Coalition for Trump, on X at Bruce_Lavelle. Go talk to him. Tell him you appreciated him being on the show, if you so choose. And we will connect with him again another time. Let's take a quick break. Ryan Wiggins is back. So what are we going to talk about? He's got some etiquette. He's got some etiquette suggestions for us. And we need this in our life, don't we? Welcome Ryan Wiggins back to the studio next on Wiggins America on the Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.